Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. Joining us here this morning with North Dakota State University is Eric Eriksmoen. He's a research agronomist at the North Central Research Extension Center. Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
And you're telling me that you grew CBD hemp for the first time at your research center.
We grew CBD. We grew 5 acres of CBD hemp at the North Central Research Center in Minot this past year.
How did it go? What did you learn? Was it hard?
Well, we found out that CBD hemp is not like the typical hemp that we grow for grain. The grain hemp is more of a commodity. The CBD hemp is more of a horticultural crop. So a totally different mindset as far as growing it as a crop.
Mm-hmm. A lot of manual labor with it?
Tremendous amount of manual labor. Yeah, in fact, most all of it is manual labor. You start out with planting starts or clippings, and then the weed control. We don't have anything registered for weed control, so it's all manual, either hand weeding or mowing or tilling, to take care of the weed issues that are out there. Then when you comes time to harvest, it's hand harvesting and then drying this material. Very challenging crop to grow.
Wow. And how is the market for it?
Right now there's a tremendous market. So we do have lots of options for marketing. There seems to be a lot of interest in the production and processing side of this crop. So the markets are there.
Did it do pretty well? Did you have an ample moisture and things like that?
Well, we started out really dry here. So our stands, we actually ended up with about a half a stand, which was disappointing for us. But, it's hemp, so it is weed for a reason. And it certainly grew like a weed. Say that again.
What will you do with it now that you have harvested it, or what have you done with it?
So what we did at the research center was to produce CBD hemp for seed. And, part of that is to provide growers in North Dakota with a legal material, something that will produce a high level of CBD and stay legal as far as your THC levels, and then to have a product that a farmer is going to make money on. So that part of what we were doing here is producing seed and not necessarily the CBD itself.
So we can come to you to get seed, or has it already been spoken for? How does that work?
We can provide you with the contacts to get the seed or the plants. Yep.
Advice for growers out there that want to try it.
Be very careful. Be very cautious. Go slow. Again, this is not a commodity. This is a horticultural. Treat it like a tree. And go slow. Go slow. It's a very expensive crop to raise. There's a lot of risk. But there's a lot of reward as well. Start small. Yep. Maybe start with a quarter of an acre and half an acre, and again, labor-wise, you may need one person per acre to grow this. So maybe a housewife or teenage kids. This would be a good crop to consider.